You take the driver's seat. You take the planning, Lord. You take the responsibilities, Lord, from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Of being good all the time.
Yes. Come on.
All the time.
Come on.
God is good.
Come on, Father.
Father, we come to greet you and your dear loving Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
He, the Holy Spirit, that forever dwells within us.
Yes.
Lord, we come to lift up your name.
Yes, Lord.
And declare you are good
all the time.
And all the time, you are good.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, your mercies are good. And we declare it's good all the time. Your grace is sufficient, and it's good all the time. Your love is never ending, and it's good all the time.
Yes.
Your promises are good all the time. In the midnight hour, God, you are good all the time.
Yes.
So, Father, we surrender. Time out for the enemy's distraction. Time out for any delays. Time out. It's all about you.
Yes.
It's never been about anybody else. It's always been about you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do the word and say to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
I want you to publicly know that I didn't miss. I got to come right here for the camera. I didn't miss the special day. I know it appears that I might have missed Christmas. But I personally want to let you guys know that are watching by video, this is part two of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So today, if you would allow me, our title for today is Spreading Peace This Christmas. Spreading Peace This Christmas. My mother's scripture this morning is found in the book of Luke, St. Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the 13th and 14th verse. Yes, Pastor, my Bible. Yes, Tom, stay with you guys too. Praise God. Good morning. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. St. Luke in a new chapter in the St. Luke, second chapter, 13th and 14th verse. Merry Christmas and a blessed new year to the house of God.
Amen.
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 And I greet you in the love of Jesus. Amen. Try to get a little distraction through our princes this morning, but I'm focused.
Mm-hmm.
I shall not let me deny me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Set a train of a child. She's still in training.
Amen.
I remember the day when I was in training. Boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do remember. And I'm still in training, y'all.
Amen.
I never let that down. I'm just going from level to level to level.
Amen.
Amen. St. Luke, I want to read the King James, and I'll give it to you my easy version here. St. Luke, that second chapter, this is the birth of Jesus we're talking about here. And in particular, that 13th verse says, and suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, you can underscore praise God. We're going to get to that in a little while. Verse 14. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, what did it say? Peace and goodwill. No, Savior. It says goodwill toward men. Mm-hmm. It says peace. This is the gift. Goodwill toward men. Mm-hmm. I got to say one more time for the Holy Ghost. Peace. Mm-hmm. On earth, right now, no matter what it looks like, peace. Goodwill towards men. This is a declaration from God Himself. We're saying back to the angels of God, glory to God, because we've been praising God. Have we not just been praising God?
Amen.
We told Him He's so good. Now, the easy reading Bible says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. Mm-hmm. And saying, glory to God in the highest, mm-hmm. and on earth, peace, goodwill. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Goodwill towards men.
Yes.
Now, my boilerplate statement this morning, Christmas is a very important time of the year. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. It is a time of year when the whole world is hearing the message of the birth of Jesus. Good God.
Okay.
Remember, the whole world, we're talking atheists, we're talking people that don't even believe in Jesus, that this is the time of year where they unclog their ears, they listen in, and they see if this is the year that they're coming in. And I know what I'm talking about because the scripture says every knee shall bow. Now, in continuing my boilerplate statement, I say in a nutshell, it's a time when people are tenderhearted. Mm-hmm. Y'all agree?
Amen.
It's talking
Amen.
About.
Amen.
Even the meanest Scrooge boss softens up. If they're not saved, they'll hand you a bottle of liquor.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
Mind my business. Oh, the perfect time to plant seeds of love in the lives of those you meet. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect time for us to plant seeds of love in the lives of those we meet. Mm-hmm. Not just the people we know. We see every Sunday, mm-hmm. our families and our friends.
Right.
No. This is the perfect time. Mm-hmm. When they see you dressed like this, mm-hmm. it's not Christmas. What is her problem? I get to tell them about the birth of Jesus. I'm still celebrating Jesus.
Yeah, amen, amen.
I'm not crazy. Some people celebrate their birthday for 30 days.
Amen. Amen.
And when we celebrate Jesus' birthday on the 25th, that's it.
You're right.
We don't want to see another. We don't want to see anything like that on the reference of Jesus.
Come on now.
We think that I have missed the 25th.
Come on.
But what Jesus is saying, will you love me after the 25th?
Come on.
He said, would you spread some peace?
Come on.
Throughout the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Can I trust you to love me enough to tell another man about me on the 26th?
Come on.
It's something about I experienced this. I don't want to give out names. But there was so much joy in the month of November. Mm-hmm. People started putting Christmas stuff up early.
Mm-hmm.
And when things didn't happen right in December,
mm-hmm.
I would start counting on my finger how many of those decorations have been taken up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes those shall. Other times, you may not get the opportunity to pray. Oh, I'm sorry. You may get the opportunity to pray and minister to someone.
Amen.
And I personally say that not just to the ministers, but to all that are gathered together in God's house.
Yes.
God has a decree upon you to tell someone about the birth of Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
But whatever the situation, says God, keep a sharp eye out for even the smallest chance to assist people. I said, no, that's a big sinner. for the bill. Ooh. And God told me to pay for everything.
Come on now.
Y'all hear me?
Come on now.
I said, what God is doing? Stop this. I've got to get my blessing on now.
Yeah.
Thank you for the seed that you gave him, but I want to be a blessing today, and I want to pay for his. Oh, okay, all right. And he began to cry as he put his eyes up on the gurney that was there. No, sir. Sir, it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. You will need a bag, your bag. Well, do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. So then here comes the big one. Well, that's the man. That was right in the ICU. And I said, and he said, you too. He said, oh, come on, man. Come on. Come on. You can't. Come on. For real, you can't be serious. I said, come on. Don't mess up my blessing. Wow. And I don't want to miss my blessing.
Wow.
Can you please, sir? Please, sir. He said, well, how about my pay half?
No, you don't mess it.
If you like us to always try to fix what God's trying to do for us, get in the way, not trying to make it happen. And he said, okay, I know this is from God because I really didn't have enough money. So you said I can keep everything? Yes, sir. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All of y'all. Not all of y'all, this is the rest of my blessing. Get my gift. All right then. So I'm saying that to say to you that as God tells you that this is money, the money that I had, it was from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And let me help y'all out. Let's have a condition with this. It ends up not being as well as I thought it was going to be. I'm sitting there sweating about it. Look at God, he's not blessed for stop talking. But told me what to do and I did. And the outcome was, it wasn't even on that.
That's right.
Look at that.
Look at God.
Look at that. You sit up there trying to figure it out. He already worked it out. Mm-hmm. And the real reason why I did it is because I serve God.
Amen.
If God tells me to do it, that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
That's the instructions you get from him. You've got to carry out. You can't sit up there, I should have done it. I should have gave that lady a quarter to get that grocery cart. Look at all that stuff she carried in the store.
Amen.
A quarter. Really? It's amazing how many people are ready to hear what you have to say when you say it in love. When you say it in love. Let me tell y'all something. They are starving for someone that really can. They're starving. They want to hear a kind gesture, a kind word. So be that someone this Christmas season. Spread the word of peace that's available in Jesus Christ. And tell people about his goodwill towards me. His goodwill. That's a goodwill that you do. It's a goodwill that you do. Go beyond the family. You know, I know my son needs this. I know my daughter needs this. I know my uncle needs this. No, 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 no. What about what we call a stranger? What about a homeless person? What about a shelter? What about a battered program, men and women? What about a young person just seeking help from the Lord? There are young people out here thirsty for the Lord.
Yeah.
When I saw the Catholic priest get on his scooter that he got for Christmas and ride it down the aisle in the church, I said, look at Jesus. Look at you. And all the young people thought he was the coolest dude. Amen. And that's what we have to do. So now the conclusion has been here. So I say to you, who knows how many of those small seeds may one day take root and bring more precious persons into the glorious kingdom of God. Those small seeds right there that I sold the other day could just trigger them to say, was that angel? Was that God telling me that there are really still good people out here? That really can? That's not just doing it to get me out of the way. Because see, there were a person in front of me person can not pray. So, there's no way I did that to get in. No, that had to be the act of God. Because people was looking at me like, oh, she crazy. For real? I ain't gonna ever do that. So let me follow her to her car. And hey, my God, I felt that he was looking at me. And when I went outside, the gentleman that I bought, the older gentleman that I bought for, he was just sitting, his eyes was gleaming. He said, you don't know what you've done for me. And I said, just Merry Christmas. And I was going to the car and I turned around and I saw this guy looking at me. He said, yeah, baby, you the real deal. That's all right. I'm glad I saw the whole thing, baby. You the real deal. Yeah, getting in that luxury car. You got it going on, girl. You do your thing, okay? And I just pointed up there and I said, none of me, all of him. Mm-hmm. Don't you ever forget that. Mm-hmm. None of me. He gave me all this. Mm-hmm. I didn't do none of this. He did. And I thank him and praise him for it.
Yes,
and now we go back to that scripture in the 13th and the 14th verse, especially the 14th verse. Remember in the 13th verse, it was the angels, not just a angel, multitudes of them from heaven, they came to praise God. And they were saying, glory to God in the highest. The angels was recognizing God. What I'm trying to tell you, saints, when you put God first in everything that you do, he will bring peace in that situation.
Amen.
And he will bring goodwill towards men. Amen. If there's any hesitations or reservations going on in your spirit realm, in your physical realm, in your natural realm, if there's any situational circumstances that are going on, I charge you to call on the angels of God. They are waiting to work on your behalf. They want to intercede for you. They want to make intercessions for you. They want to come before men. They want to come before kings and queens. And they want to speak on your behalf. On your behalf. They want to move on your behalf. They want to press in. They want to move. They want to put things to rest. They want to cause peace to build up. And any type of form of depression or rejection or hurt would be moved down in the name of Jesus. They are declaring their decree. Glory all over the situation. Glory all over the circumstances. All they know is when you give praise unto God, God will cause things that happen for his good.
Yes.
It's working for his good. It's working for his glory. It's working for his deliverance. It's working. It's working for the love of God.
Yes. Amen.
And the peace that surpasses all understanding. With a heart, like I read in Ezekiel's scripture earlier, I've got to read again. With your hearts renewed in him, all we have to do is just put our minds in thinking like Jesus thinks. Can you imagine? I wanted to talk more about, amen, the purpose of the manger and how the manger was a feeding place where, you know, those wise men, they were so wise. People thought that they came exactly when Jesus was born. No. They heard about them. They got good news. And that's what we need to be talking in 2020. We really need to be talking about the good news. Because all the other news ain't lasting. And so that's what happened with the wise men. The good news is, you know what? We heard that. Y'all got to go to respected places where they were birthright and get their taxes. Well, you know, Joseph decided to pay, you know, Mary, the child, and he is, you know, I understand that it's God's, you know, it's above my thinking, but anyway, if you go on over there to the farm, you know, they couldn't stay the Holiday Inn, they couldn't stay the Four Seasons, they couldn't stay no five stars, none of that. All they had was little manger, so I let them hang out there. But in the manger, you know, the sheep and all the animals there, they got this little crib for them. But in the crib is known as the feeding place. The crib is known as the seed sowing place. So if you can get there, y'all keep reading it and saying what they're telling you in there. If you can get there, if you can get there, you will see the good news. press conference, they didn't hold a church meeting, they went. As soon as the good news was told, child, I think something's gonna happen. Child, no, no, no. When the good news came, the birth of Jesus has come. You got to go see the Son of God.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, come, come, come. And they didn't come empty-handed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They came with blessings.
Yeah.
They came seed sowing.
Yeah.
They came knowing that whether we get anything out of this deal or not, it is well with my soul.
Yeah.
And when they came, the promise was, they knew, you know, we got GPS, right? The promise was, look for the star of David. That's the promise. And when you see the star of David, their eyes are raised. And you'll see the baby in swaddling clothes. I mean, they describe it to a T. Man, when you go to the club and you see this chick, she got an outfit on, yeah, that's your woman.
Mm-hmm.
No, 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 no. This was everlasting. When you see him, you see the promise. And when they came, they saw exactly what the angel of God told them. Now, in 2020, I want to see quite a few angels around here. The angels welcome in you. I want to see you bursting out, speaking that word, in season and out. Speak the word. Love. They're thirsty for you to tell them Jesus loves you. And so do I. Get fired up. This is not the time to be down on yourself. This is not the time to run away from the church. This is not the time to do anything but love more God. Trust more God. Keep your eyes set on Him. Don't be consumed with tallying up how people, well, you know, if they weren't for me this year, you never coming back to church again. Well, you never coming back, no. Put the soul on. Back in love again. Put your Frankie Beverly on. Get it on. Stir your soul back up. Fall in love with Jesus. Get your falling in love with Jesus. Keep saying that until it gets real inside of you. Stop listening to the naysayers. Church don't work for me. I'm tired of giving. What? You tired of giving? Well, go on out there and sit by the boxes. That's where you're going next. Okay? That's part of His grace. Don't mess with God. I don't mess with God's money. I ain't got time to talk about that. Now, when I said the scripture of the love, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
Yeah.
I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. When I hear a heart of stone, I think about people that say, I'm never going to forgive you. I'm never going to forgive her. You don't know what I went through. You don't know. You aren't there. You ain't had to deal with it. But a heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. And be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. Look at that guarantee. Look at that Christmas gift that will last in eternity. And it all came from the birth of Jesus. And that's Ezekiel 36, verses 26 to 28. I dare you to share that with someone you don't even communicate with. You mean, no, my pastor was talking and she was talking about a new heart. I need a new heart. Because I'm tired every time I go to the doctor. The doctor tells me I have high blood pressure. I'm going to do what it takes to drink my water. I'm going to do what it takes to walk. I'm going to do what it takes to read scriptures and build my spirit man up. So any infirmities in me has got to come out of me. Because I declare I'm healed from the top of my head to the sole of my feet.
Amen.
And I'm going forth. I am going forth in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sharing your word today with us, spreading the peace this Christmas. Father, I pray right now that I receive peace over my life and the life of my neighbor. My family member, I stand in the gap for them.
Yes.
I believe I receive as I pray that no weapon formed against me, spiritually, physically, or financially, will destroy me, but only your peace and your grace will get me out of any condemnation.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord, in advance for the ages of God, the heavenly hosts, to declare and decree it is working on our behalf.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God.